Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
If you missed anything on the JJ and Joanne Show, catch up with us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at 1043 WOMC or WOMC.com.
Okay, you guys, I have a confession to make, a serious confession to make.
Okay.
It has to do with the stupid green and red arrows at the grocery store.
Before you make your confession, I want to say I was at Kroger yesterday, and I noticed big time yesterday that people are not paying attention to the arrows.
Correct.
Have they ever?
So many people. Yeah, I think for a while they did. Yeah.
And there are some Karens out there who have been shaming people for going the wrong way down the aisle, right?
Yeah.
I tend to ignore them, but here's how I get around the issue. I leave my cart at the end cap, out of the way, not in the aisle, but parked at the end cap of a particular aisle. Mm-hmm. And then if it's the wrong way down the aisle, I kind of sneak down the wrong way. And then as I'm standing there, people have no idea which way I'm going. They don't know that I came in through the outdoor. They have no idea about that. I grab an item and take it back to my cart and put it in.
How does he know which way we're going or where we're going?
That's exactly right.
So yes. I'll tell you, I felt like a sleuth yesterday. So I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, I don't want to go all the way around. And I will do it if there's nobody else in the aisle. But then, like you, I'll leave the cart at the end of the aisle and just walk down and grab what I need, trying to go fast. I tend to be more of a rule follower than you are.
So you don't get caught. Right?
I know.
And if you don't have the cart pointing in it one direction or the other, nobody knows. Or I've done this too. I've gone in the wrong way, but I've backed in.
What? They're going the wrong way. He said we're going the wrong way.
Oh, he's drunk. How did he know where we're going?
How did he know I was drunk when I was grocery shopping? And by the way, as soon as I get out of there, I tore off my mask and I had the greatest airgasm I've ever had.
Mornings with JJ and Joanne.
Detroit's greatest hits, 104.3 WOMC.
You know, in the entire time we've been doing this show together, I'm not sure I've ever seen Jason so excited about a story.
This is exciting.
As he was about this one. And it has to do with Dancing with the Stars.
Which is a show I'm never excited about because I'm not a fan of... I mean, I watch a couple of episodes. It depends on who has been on in the past.
Right.
But it just never catches my interest. I never will sit and watch it. I'll just kind of watch recaps.
All right, but let me tell you why it caught his interest this time. I'm going to give you a little clue, okay? Hey, all you cool cats and kittens.
Carol Baskin.
Carol Baskin's
husband.
Now, is she going to be in an orange jumpsuit dancing?
I hope she's in a tiger outfit. Oh, my God.
You know she will be.
Please. Hold on. Can we pray for a second? Dear 6-pound, 7-ounce newborn baby Jesus, if you could do us a
man.
Knee favor, I'm doing the prayer and I can say it how I want. I like my baby Jesus baby. Please have Carol Baskin's dance in a tiger outfit, dear sweet 6-pound, 7-ounce newborn baby Jesus.
Yes, NBC. Hey, yeah, so ABC is Dancing with Stars season 29. They have now named their entire cast, and Carol Baskin's getting the big-time publicity.
And
you know, Backstreet Boy A.J. McLean also was announced, so that was a big deal.
There's tons of people. Actual stars on this show this year.
like Backstreet Boy, AJ McLean, and director, actress, and former girlfriend of Ellen DeGeneres, Anne Heche, is on this season.
Also, Cheer. If you guys, Cheer was just huge on Netflix. It was like six parts to the series about a cheerleading team in Texas. Mm-hmm. The coach, Monica Aldama, or Aldama, I don't remember. I watched it, but I don't remember if she says her name. But she's going to be on it. Nelly.
Yep, the rapper Nelly is going to be on. He's got a new album out coming soon, so that's ironic that he's going to be on.
My money is on Johnny Weir.
Yeah.
Olympic figure skater. So I go with the athletes on that show more than I do the other.
Also, for all the, what was it, the Desperate Housewives show that was on back in the, Jesse Metcalf, he was on that television show. He will be on Dancing with the Stars as well.
And Charles Oakley, former Nick Charles Oakley.
That is going to be interesting, too.
Money right now. Who wants this? Who wants in on this action? Charles Oakley will be the first one eliminated.
Yeah.
All right. All right.
No, I don't think so.
Save this conversation.
Let me
be right about that. Save that conversation.
On this date, September 2nd, Charles Oakley will be the first contestant eliminated from Dancing with the Stars. And if he doesn't, I'll shoot the boot.
Does that mean? Shoot
I'll
the
fill,
boot?
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm so
fill
glad I did
this shoe with beer and drink it.
Oh, God.
Oh.
That's not a punishment for you, really?
Drink it out of dirty shoe?
From his own shoe? Are you kidding me? Have you ever seen those claws? Oh, my God. It's unbelievable.
We got the full cast up on our website, WOMC.com.
All right.
Mornings with JJ and Joanne. Detroit's greatest hits. 104.3 WOMC.
When asked the question, what did you learn on the JJ and Joanne show today? Shoot the boot is what I learned on the show today. I have never heard that expression before.
Really?
But,
I had
Jason,
not, no.
Yeah. So Jason is threatening to shoot the boot on our show live as it happens if Charles Oakley is not the first one
I think
voted out of Dancing with the Stars.
He was a basketball player, yes, but he's in his 60s now and... He doesn't have the coordination. I know it.
No,
deep down in my heart.
All right, we'll see.
But there you have it. But the big exciting news for Jason, and he's still giddy with delight the entire half hour since the announcement was made that Carol Baskin would be joining the squad on Dancing with the Stars season 29 on ABC.
Yeah, that's exciting. But I think what's even more exciting, JJ, is we now have a gift for Jason for Christmas. Because did you know that Joe Exotic from The Tiger King has now launched his own line of underwear
from prison
with his from prison and with his face on the crotch?
No.
All right, now listen, I'm looking at it.
Have you guys seen the show? Did you see it?
No, I haven't.
There was an episode where they were in like the lobby of the zoo, and he did point out that there was underwear up there. Now, I don't know if it had his face on it at that time or not, but he was definitely selling underwear at the time.
And it's a tiger print.
But he doesn't wear underwear. He's proclaims it. Him and JJ have something in common. They don't wear underwear.
Ugh. Let's not go there.
You know what? Right. I'm going to start wearing them after that comment.
I got a tiger for my Tiger King fans. Yeah, I put a tiger on your underpants.
Tiger King theme song there, of course.
JJ and Joanne in the morning.
Detroit's greatest hits. 104.3 WOMC.
Chico the parrot is a 9-year-old yellow-crowned Amazon parrot and can regularly be seen breaking into song at the Lincolnshire Wildlife Park, amazing customers with his rendition of Beyonce.
Okay, wait a minute. Wait, JJ. Like 4 minutes ago, didn't you say, and the parrot
sounds just like her?
I don't think so. I mean, it's impressive, but I'm not quite sure that Beyonce would be thrilled if you said that
it's just a boy. It's her very popular song, It's a Boy. Chico the Parrot. Let's hear that again and see if you agree. Hit those high notes and everything. You're not buying it?
Here, listen to Beyonce.
I listen to Beyonce.
very close.
See? That was the better version. You didn't play the good version the first time, Jason.
I played the same cut four times of the parrot.
Well, for whatever reason, the last one sounded just like
I was playing it over the actual Beyonce song, and Beyonce was singing with it.
But fair enough, it did sound a little bit like her.
It's JJ and Joanne and Detroit's greatest hits, 104.3 WOMC.
So yesterday we spent some time talking about Amazon's plans for drone delivery. In fact, all day yesterday I was seeing pictures of the drone. Did you guys see it on the news yesterday? They were all over it. They follow our lead. You know, when we do a story, network television picks it up, and then they do the story.
That's why we're a ratings juggernaut.
Exactly. It happens almost every day like that. So yesterday I'm seeing pictures of this drone all over the place, and I'm telling you, the more I think about it, Jason, you mentioned this fulfillment center where the Silver Dome is will be, I think, ground zero for the new drone launch program once it finally gets off the ground, no pun intended.
Yeah, I agree. And Walmart, by the way, wants in on the game, though, right?
Yes, they do.
They're not so happy. They don't want Amazon to get all the attention here. So they've launched a Walmart Plus membership plan, which will also get you same-day shipping, free shipping on items $35 and over, and same-day deliveries on some items in the store.
That's how much does it cost?
$98 a year.
And Prime is what, you guys? $115?
Something like that.
I don't know.
But Prime covers more cheaper items for free delivery. So, like, you can go on Amazon Prime right now and get a $5 screen protector, and it'll ship for free.
That's true.
You can also buy the membership for $12.95 a month. That's a little more pricey, but there you go. All memberships, by the way, include a 15-day trial period. Walmart Plus, not Amazon Prime, not Walmart Prime, Walmart Plus. Yes, and by the way, the drones?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's going to be a little while. So Amazon has come up with a unique alternative to the drones while we wait.
Honey, what's that thing in the sky hurtling toward our house?
It's my new Amazon Kindle.
Oh. Why wait for Amazon's drone delivery when you can have Amazon Slingshot delivery? Amazon Slingshot is guaranteed to be delivered in 30 minutes or less.
I ordered some gifts about 10 minutes ago. And there they are.
Amazon Slingshot guarantees spot-on slingshot accuracy within a 5-mile radius.
All I had to do was sedate my neighbor's dog so I could retrieve my package from his 40-foot tree.
Hey, my glass punch bowl shattered.
Keep looking in that box.
Super glue. You thought everything, Amazon Slingshot delivery experts.
And if you ever need to return an item, we'll send you your own slingshot.
Return fire!
Amazon Slingshot. Place your order
and take cover.
JJ and Joanne in the morning.
Detroit's greatest hits. 104.3 WOMC.
Up in the sky, it's a bird. It's a plane. No, it's some dumbass with a jetpack.
I think this guy's... he's an idiot, but it's a pretty cool concept. Yes, a pilot. You guys, a pilot landing at LAX Airport. Everything's going fine, approaching the runway, and suddenly he calls into the tower. We got a problem here.
Tower, American 1997. We just passed a guy in a jetpack.
American 1997, okay. Thank you. Were they off to your left side or right side?
Off the left side, maybe 300 yards or so, about our altitude.
We just saw the guy pass by us at jetpack. Yeah, Blue 23. Use caution. Person in a jetpack reported 300 yards south of the LA final at about 3,000 feet.
I'm leaving on a jetpack.
Oh my gosh. I don't know why it's 3,000
feet.
Funny.
I didn't think those things went up 3,000 feet.
Hey,
that's more than half a mile.
Tony Stark flew to another dimension in his jetpack, his Iron Man.
That's pretend time, dude. What? That's pretend time.
No, it was?
Yes.
Stay connected 24/7 with JJ and Joanne on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. 104.3 WOMC.